Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Security Best Practices. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Current Trends in Backend Development in the Backend Development for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the importance of security in backend development, common practices to ensure data protection, and an overview of tools and frameworks for securing applications. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to apply essential security best practices to protect backend systems and data effectively. Main content: importance of security in backend development in today's digital landscape, where cyber threats are increasingly sophisticated, the importance of security in backend development cannot be overstated. Backend systems are responsible for managing data, processing transactions, and ensuring user authentication. A security breach in these systems can lead to significant financial losses, compromised user data, and a damaged reputation for businesses, especially in the finance and fintech sectors. It's crucial to understand that security is not just an afterthought, it should be integrated into the development lifecycle from the very beginning. By prioritizing security, developers can mitigate risks and protect sensitive information, thus fostering trust among users. This trust is particularly vital in finance, where clients expect their data to be handled with the utmost care and confidentiality. Common practices to ensure data protection: to safeguard back-end systems, developers must adopt several common practices that focus on data protection. Data encryption. Encrypting sensitive data both in transit and at rest is fundamental. This ensures that even if data is intercepted, it remains unreadable to unauthorized users. Implementing protocols like TLS, Transport Layer Security, for data in transit, and AES, Advanced Encryption Standard, for data at rest is advisable. Access control. Implementing strict access controls is essential for protecting sensitive data. Role-based access control, RBAC, allows developers to assign permissions based on user roles, ensuring that individuals only have access to the data necessary for their job functions. Input validation. To prevent common vulnerabilities such as SQL injection and cross-site scripting, XSS, it is vital to validate and sanitize all user inputs. This practice helps to ensure that only valid data is processed by the system, thus reducing the risk of attacks. Regular security audits. Conducting regular security audits and vulnerability assessments helps identify potential weaknesses in the system. Automated tools can assist in scanning for vulnerabilities, but manual reviews are equally important to assess the overall security posture of the application. Implementing security headers. Security headers provide an additional layer of protection against various attacks. Headers like Content Security Policy, CSP, can help prevent XSS attacks, while X-frame options can mitigate clickjacking risks. Overview of tools and frameworks for securing applications. Numerous tools and frameworks can help developers secure their backend applications effectively. OWASP ZAP. Z-Attack Proxy. This open-source tool is designed for finding vulnerabilities in web applications. It allows developers to automatically scan their applications, providing insights into potential security risks. Burp Suite. Another powerful tool for web application security testing. Burp Suite offers a suite of features for scanning, crawling, and analyzing web applications for vulnerabilities. Its user-friendly interface makes it accessible for both novice and experienced developers. Spring Security. For Java developers, Spring Security is a robust framework that provides comprehensive security services for Java-based applications. It supports authentication, authorization, and protection against common security threats. Django Security Middleware. For Python developers using Django, the security middleware provides built-in protection against various attacks, including XSS and SQL injection. It simplifies the implementation of security best practices within the application. Cloud Security Tools. For organizations leveraging cloud services, security tools provided by cloud vendors like AWS, Azure, or Google Cloud can help secure applications deployed in the cloud. These tools often include monitoring, identity management, and data protection features that align with best practices. Conclusion. In summary, Security is a critical aspect of back-end development that should be prioritized throughout the development lifecycle. By implementing practices such as data encryption, access control, input validation, regular security audits, and utilizing security tools and frameworks, developers can effectively protect back-end systems and sensitive data. As we move towards the next lesson, keep in mind that adopting a security-first mindset is essential for your career advancement in the finance and fintech sectors, where the stakes are high and trust is paramount. Reflection questions: how can you integrate data encryption practices in your current back-end development projects? What access control strategies can you implement to ensure that sensitive data is only accessible by authorized personnel? Reflect on a time you encountered a security vulnerability in an application. How would you approach fixing it with the practices discussed in this lesson?